Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU, and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. Chatting with the president and CEO, Luke Alexander. Now, Luke, let's follow up on a news release that came out just yesterday, April 28th. It encompasses additional drill results at the Enchi Gold Project and also highlights an increase to the drill program. An additional 8,000 meters of RC drilling is added to now bring the total meterage of this drill program to 66,000 meters. Luke, give us a quick little update here, as I believe the company's not even halfway through this drill program. What's the plan? Why add an extra 8,000 meters now?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. I mean, the motivation for adding an additional 8,000 meters is really based on the success that we've been having at our Enchi project with the RC drill rig. So to date, we've released about 29,000 meters. So if you look at the expansion from 58 to 66,000 meters, that means we've only released about 44% of our total planned drilling across the project. If you look at our results over the last 6 months, all of them have been RC meters that we've been releasing, and they've really focused on our resource areas as well as some previously drilled areas, and we've had really good success stepping out along strike within some large gap areas, as well as doing follow-up drilling at areas like Kwachi Kurum and Kojina Hill, where we had good past drilling success. So it's really the motivation is good success, and we think that we'll be able to continue to significantly add shareholder value by adding an additional 8,000 meters to our current drill program.
Now, regarding some of the drill results that were announced in this last news release, you mentioned Kojina Hill and some of the success you're having there. Kojina Hill, the longest intercept to date, was just reported of 59 meters at 0.79 grams per ton gold. Also included a higher grade component of a little over 3 grams per ton gold over 10 meters. What insights can you give us on how Kojina Hill is developing?
Yeah, so Kojina Hill, historically, we drilled 16 holes there last year as part of this current drill program. We put another 9 holes into Kojina Hill, and today's release adds another 5 holes to that. So we've drilled a total of about 40 holes at Kojina Hill. It sits about a kilometer and a half to the west of our Niam deposit, which is the smallest of our three deposits. But we've had some very good results at Kojina Hill. And you highlighted the results yesterday that we put out, which are 0.79 grams over 59 meters with a nice high-grade intercept within that, over 3 grams over 10 meters down at 80 meters below surface. So one of the things you and I, Corey, have spoken about a number of times on this show in the past is the opportunity to start to encounter some higher grades as we get through the oxide and transitional zone. And I think this is another example of that that complements a lot of the other higher grade intercepts that we've put out, which is these results down at 80 meters at Kojina Hill. So we will do some follow-up drilling on that as well.
So when it comes to this overall drill program now at 66,000 meters, where do you envision an updated resource coming from in terms of the different areas and even from potentially Kojina Hill or Kwachi Kurum, these areas that are getting drilled that don't have any historic resource on it?
So if we look at all of the results that we've released today, about 70% of them have been focused on our existing resource areas. So again, all of those resource areas, Boeing, Siyum, and Niam, all remain open along strike, as well as down dip from some of the holes that we've drilled. So we are continuing to look to expand at those resource areas and deposits. And we think that that's ultimately lower hanging fruit for us to be able to add ounces. But then areas like Kojina Hill, we will continue to do follow-up drilling there given the success we've had. And then Kwachi Kurum is one target that we've talked about in the past. We've now put a total, including historical drilling, of 44 holes into Kwachi Kurum. And given the success that we've been having at Kwachi Kurum, we think it will become our next resource area. And when you look at it on our plan map, You can see that it looks like it's actually an extension of the Niam deposit. There's about a 3 kilometer gap in between Niam and Kojina Hill, and our plan is to continue to step out to the south of Niam, to the north of Kojina Hill, and over time we'd like to find mineralization through that entire 3 kilometer gap. So nice thing about all the work that we've done across this property is that we've got a very good understanding of the geological structures and ultimately how to approach the drilling to create as much shareholder value as possible.
So overall then, just continued the goal of continued resource expansion here. What about also the balance between increasing the RC drilling, which is generally closer to surface, but then also the diamond drilling that is ongoing with multiple rigs testing out some exploration targets at depth?
Yeah, good question, Corey. And I mean, the approach we're taking is really a multi-pronged exploration approach. So look to expand existing resource areas, go back to previously drilled areas, look to continue to expand on past success and bring those into the resource category of over time, as well as target some new areas, which we'll be doing at areas like Siyum South, which is our largest anomaly on the property, as well as areas like Nkwanta and Tokasia. But then the other leg to that or other prong would be some of the deeper drilling. So we've got 18,000 meters of diamond drilling allocated to this 66,000 meter program. And that will be focused on targeting kind of 250 to 350 meters below surface, which again, if you look at the greenstone hosted deposits along the Sefwi Bibiani belt in Ghana, including Chirano, 50 kilometers to the north of us, Bibiani to the north of that, and Ahafo, which is one of Newmont's mines, where you see the mineralization increase in grade and these deposits really grow in size is when you start getting into the sulfide. So that's where we'll be focusing that 18,000 meters of drilling, and we'll look to start getting those results out in the next month or so as we get enough of them back to be able to put out a batch to the market.
So, Luke, what news flow then can investors expect here as the company is progressing, continuing through this large drill program?
Similar news flow to what we've been putting out so far. So we've committed to the market that we'll put drill results out every 3 or 4 weeks. So we will continue to do that. So look for those to come through your inbox, as well as we are busy working on a PEA at the moment. And we've said that we'll have that out by the end of Q2. So that'll be another big news event for us, is ultimately getting that PEA completed in the next couple of months. And we like to think that that will create a further underpinning of value for our shareholders by having those numbers.
Now, cash in the bank, just bring everybody up to speed then on how much money the company has to progress through all of this work.
So at the end of the year, we had about $12 million of cash. We're obviously aggressively drilling at the moment. We are fully funded for all of our drill program as well as our updated PEA. And then on the back of completing all of that, we've made sure we leave ourselves with 9 or 12 months of cash to ultimately be able to run the business. So, I'd look at it as somewhere around $12 million at the end of the year with enough cash to complete all the work that we've been talking about on this show, as well as highlighting, throughout our website and presentations.
Okay, perfect. Thanks for the update, Luke. I will post a link to that news release so everyone can go over some more of the details on the drilling and some of the figures that show where those holes occurred in relation to past drill results. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get Luke to address those. Luke, thanks for the update today.
Thank you very much, Corey.